Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul, and Mark is not with us today. However, our guests are, and they are Shotzi Schaefers and Bernie Blaine, here to talk about Out North's new production of Well, It Opens Tonight. So tell us what your play's about.
Well, this is a comedy, first off, and it's a multi-character exploration of issues of illness and wellness, or at least that's what it's supposed to be. Really, it's a comedy, it's a mother-daughter relationship, and it's actually about growing up in a racially integrated neighborhood and what that was like for the author, Lisa Crone. She really wrote this play for herself to perform in, and she, in fact, performed the show on Broadway. It opened at the Public Theater in New York and ran there for a while, and then she ran it on Broadway, and then now it's, you know, public domain, and so we're doing a production up here at Out North.
And who do you play?
I actually play Lisa Crone, and Bernie plays Anne Crone, her mother.
Yes.
And your relationship is rocky because it's a mother-daughter relationship, I presume.
Naturally.
I think it's very close, actually. Close and rocky.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Aren't they all?
Yes.
Sure. I mean, there's lots of conflict that goes on between them, but I think there's some tenderness, too. And, of course, like a lot of mother-daughter relationships, when you can view them from a distance, they're very funny.
Yes, they are. I happen to be a mother of three daughters. So, and how did you come to choose this play?
I have a cousin who lives in Seattle, and he had seen this play and called me up and said, "Hey, I think I have a play for you." He says, "There's a play where there's an old mother who sits in a lazy boy recliner and complains about her aches and pains." And I said, "Yeah, I can play that." And so I ordered the play and read it and liked it a lot. Normally, in recent past, I've worked at Cyrano's, and I knew that Cyrano's had a year and a half all scheduled out because they're producing plays about Alaska for the statehood celebration. And so I gave it to Dick Reichman, who is our director, and said, "What do you think of this play? Can we do something with it?" And he read it and liked it and said, "Well, who do you want to play Lisa Crone, the daughter?" I said, "Oh, I think Shotzi should play it." And then I realized that the message of the play is very, very much an Out North kind of message.
Out North was glad to get it, I bet.
Yeah, absolutely.
With a cast like this.
I was trying to figure out, you know, because we had this October time slot at Out North. I'm also the marketing and development director there. And Bernie brought this play to me, and I'd kind of been leaning toward doing a certain play in October. But when I read the script, because I certainly wasn't planning to do any acting this year, but when I read the play, I knew by the time I got to the last page that I had to do it. It really spoke to me. This character, it felt like it was written for me. Of course, it wasn't. She wrote it for herself. But I related to so much of it. And I just found it so incredibly funny, first of all. From the very first page, I thought it was funny. And when I got to the last page, I was very moved by it. I mean, it had me in a puddle of tears just reading it. And I also felt like a particular speech in the play could be our mission statement for Out North, really talking about community and what integration is really all about, not just racial integration, but integration of yourself and being comfortable with things that are complicated and painful in life and accepting that. And so when I read it, I said, okay, absolutely. I switched gears and decided, let's make this happen at Out North. And we've got Dick Reichman directing it, which is fantastic. So it's almost like Cyrano's taking over Out North because we've got two very prominent Cyrano's people coming over and working with us, which is great. I think it's the first time for both of you at Out North?
Yes, yes.
Which is, I was just going to say these, I certainly wouldn't miss it with the YouTube playing. And who else do you have playing?
We've got an incredible cast. We've got Audrey Smith, who you may have seen in Urinetown. She was in Death Trap, Ladies of the Camellias. She was the voice of Audrey, too, in Little Shop of Horrors, if you saw that. And she is just fantastic. So we've got her. Aaron Wiseman, hilarious at physical comedy. We've got Chelsea Robinson, who's a great young actress, and she was also in Rocky Horror when Theater Artists United did that. And then who am I forgetting? Oh, Jill Yarbrough, who's great. You know, Jill is one of the busiest actors in Anchorage. She does shows back to back, and I don't know how she does it. And I personally think this is one of the best performances she's done. She's really good in this part.
maybe we'll see it next year in Valdez. It sounds so good.
One of the interesting things about this play in connection with Out North is that Lisa Crone visited Out North and performed at Out North. And I didn't see it. Shotzi?
I didn't see it either, and I really regret that I didn't. I didn't know who she was at the time. This was 2 years ago exactly. She was here in October of 2006, and she did a show of hers called 2.5-Minute Ride, which I believe is about a relationship with her father. And this one is about a relationship with her mother. And I wish I had seen it, because now I know what a great writer she is, and I would love to see her performing her own work as well. But what's interesting is the year that she was here at Out North, that was the same year that the show ran, that this show, Well, ran on Broadway. And so she had just finished up her Broadway run and came up to Alaska to perform.
Well, for those of you who just tuned in, this is Stage Talk. I'm Jean Paul, and our guests are Shotzi Schaffers and Bernie Blaine, who are talking about Well, which opens tonight at Out North. And what can you tell me about the play? I understand you can't tell me very much, which is sounds like fun.
I think that we can tell you something about the play. The play is about writing a play, and our four other actors play multiple roles in the play. Each of those four ensemble members play at least three, maybe four different roles, and it's been really nice to see how those separate identities develop and grow, and it's just delightful to see how that happens. It's my cousin said, "Well, you know, you've never had a daughter, so how are you going to be the mother of a daughter?" And I said, "Well, I have been a daughter, and so I know that that is." It's something that I understand, and the difference of love and exasperation keep mixing in throughout all of this play.
All right, that sounds good. Do you have anything to add, Shotzi?
Well, Lisa, who's the character that I play, she's a little confused about her mother. Really, I think that she thinks that her mother is a hypochondriac.
But even No.
But even she isn't completely sure, but that's what she's really trying to convince the audience of. My character directly addresses the audience. From the very beginning, I come out and tell you what we're about to do. And not everybody goes along with it, especially my mother. She is on stage, and I've got her there in her living room, and she constantly interrupts the play to correct little facts and things that I've gotten wrong from my childhood. And so things derail just a little bit. And so, like I said, Lisa herself isn't even 100% sure whether her mother is really sick or not.
Okay. Now I'm really intrigued. It really sounds good. Can you tell me anything about anything amusing that might have happened during your rehearsal?
Well, actually, at the auditions, something interesting happened, because the cast calls for, you know, you have Lisa and her mother, and then you're supposed to have a white male actor, a black male actor, female black actress, and a white actress. And when Audrey Smith came into the audition, she gave such an incredible audition, and I said, why don't we have her read for the black male role? And Dick kind of looked at me and said, well, that would be confusing, wouldn't it? And I said, I don't think so, especially the kind of play that it is. And she read it, and it was pretty obvious to all of us that she was the one for the role. And so we have her playing all male characters.
Fun.
Yeah. And Audrey can do pretty much anything, so I don't think it's that much of a stretch.
And I've seen you in a number of things lately and seen what you've written lately. What plans do you have, Shotzi, for a new play?
I'm actually in the midst of writing a new play for this Off the Rocks drama therapy project that's happening at Out North. We're working with Aquila House, and clients at Aquila House are part of the drama therapy program. And what it is, it's women in recovery who are learning a positive addiction by getting hooked on theater. And so they meet every week and do drama exercises. It's improv. And meanwhile, I've been attending these drama therapy sessions and doing the improvs right along with them, but at the same time gathering information from their lives to inspire this play that I'm writing. And I'm a little more than halfway through it. We're going to have a staged reading toward the end of November at Out North, and then a full production in December with the women in it.
So, wow. I'll look forward to that, too. What have you got on your plate, Bernie? Anything?
Well, actually, I have two new grandbabies born this summer. And so I'm going to go visit San Francisco and Portland and and do the family thing.
We'll miss you.
Yeah, she's getting out midwinter. She's smart.
Good for her. I've seen the new show at Cyrano's. As everybody else.
Fantastic production. It really, really is fun. It's so enjoyable.
Yeah, I really enjoyed The Clean House, and particularly Suhaila's performance. It's so great when we get somebody fresh to Anchorage, you know, that none of us have seen before. She's an Atlanta actress who was brought in for that. And I just love that. I mean, of course I love working with people in the community that I've been working with for years, but when we get a fresh face, that's always nice to see.
And it always teaches us something, too. Well, I think that's about all we have time for. And thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Shotzi Schaffers and Bernie Blaine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And now for the Stage Talk calendar. Anchorage Community Theater and the Mountain View Theater Project present Alice in Wonderland at the Mountain View Community Church. This play will run Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. through October 25th. Mountain View Community Church is located at 4301 Mountain View Drive. This is great fun for the whole family. For tickets and information, call 868-4913 or go to www.actalaska.org. Cyrano's presents The Clean House Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3. This play runs till October 12th. For tickets and more information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net or call Cyrano's at 274-2599. Theater Arts United presents Evita, the musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tom Rice at the PAC Sydney Lawrence Auditorium, opening tonight. Showtimes for this and all other productions are Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee, and next weekend only, and that's the end of their run. For tickets and more info, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. And finally, Out North presents Well. It opens tonight, and the times are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 4. It runs through October 26th. For tickets and information, go to outnorth.org or call 279-3800. That's 279-3800. Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.